The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
AM 970 The Answer presents Eye on Real Estate. This is your premier source for real estate information, from the hot properties in the tri-state to the latest real estate market trends. From mortgage news to answers to all your real estate questions, you'll be in the know with help from the experts.
I'm getting closer to my home.
Call now. 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622. Now, here's your host for Eye on Real Estate, Douglas Elliman's CEO, Dottie Herman.
Good morning, and hopefully if you're in the city, I have them all, but it would take me half an hour to tell you all the streets that are closed. But there is a Women's March in New York City. I made sure to try to get here early, although I was held up downstairs for a while, since it's, I think, 9 years I've been here, but they probably don't know who I am yet. anyhow, but there's a Women's March today, and I think it's a great thing. I remember that it was right after the inauguration last year in the city. And I think it was over the inauguration. This year, it's not over the. It's really just about women's rights. It's not over. I don't think it's anything political. I don't think it's about sexual harassment. I think it's just women who are just happy to be women and are just marching for women. And it's peaceful. And I forgot the name they're calling it, but it was pretty, it was like a nice. But if you are in the city, you should check, because half the streets will be shut down starting 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I have the list, but it would take me a half an hour to tell you them. That's how many are shut down. So, but it's always exciting, and I wouldn't, and it's starting at 10 o'clock. So that's the current news. You know, I'm Dottie Herman, and you're listening to Eye on Real Estate. Of course, the only show on talk radio that's all about real estate and everything that has to do with real estate. And if you've been listening to our show, you know that. That's true, and it's just about everything. And I have to say, Ace, Jerry, we've been doing this for a while now. And not that we're always 100% right, and a lot of what we talk about could be an opinion. We tell you when it's a fact and when it's opinion. But I would say that we were ahead of the times on a lot of things.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
We called it. We called many things.
A lot of these things. By the way, is there a lawnmower going in the studio? I hear a lawnmower going there.
A lawnmower?
Yes.
Gee,
yes.
I don't think there'd be really grass to be cut. You hear a lawnmower.
You never know what's going on in the studio. Well, either no. It's 20 degrees and we're freezing.
At least it's sunny out.
Happy government shutdown, Dottie.
So I thought they were going to shut it down, actually.
Yeah,
I never really thought that it wasn't going to happen. Although, not to be political, because you know, I try not to be political. I could be, but I don't, because this is really not about politics, this show. But I will say, because they're now, it's like point the finger, who looks bad? Does the president look bad? Do the Democrats look bad?
Like
do the Republicans look bad?
Yeah.
And I say, guess
I'm
what, guys? You all look bad.
Exactly.
Okay?
Exactly,
you all look bad. All right? You had a lot of time to work on this. And, you know, all of the posturing at the end of the day, I'm sure, maybe not perfect. And, you know, in life, I hate to tell the politicians, but at least it's been my experience that we all have to give in a little. Nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know about you, Ace, or you, Jerry, but nothing's always gone my way 100%. Yeah. And so life is about compromises.
Yeah, compromise is not a bad word. You know, all of a sudden, lately it has become one. Compromise is the art of negotiation. If you, they say in settlement negotiations in law, a good settlement is one in which everyone goes away unhappy. Meaning nobody got exactly what they wanted. It's never fair. It's never 100%.
Well, I've heard that. I've heard an opposite definition, but really, it's meaning the same thing. I've heard a good negotiation. Don't forget, in real estate, and that's what we do for a living. And don't ever forget, just let me give you a little tip, when you pick a sales agent out, make sure you pick a good negotiator. That is such a key thing. But I think everyone goes away saying, okay, I didn't get 100% what I wanted, but I got this, okay? Everyone has to get something. You can't – and you know, I'm sure you've run into attorneys like this, Jerry. Maybe inexperienced attorneys that really want to – or want to make their clients think that they're like, you know – God, and they say, and where my client gets this, and my client gets this, and my and the other attorney is like giving, but all of a sudden the other attorney's going to look like an idiot if he gives everything to the. So then the other attorney says, "Well, no on this," and then they blow up the deal.
Or they'll say, "Oh, that's a deal breaker." You know, I hate that term. I never use it in negotiation unless my client instructs me to. We're not here to break deals. We're here to make deals. So, you know, this is ridiculous what's going on down there. They should all be fired immediately. If I had a staff that was doing this nonsense, I would fire them because, you know, they're wondering. If you read the Constitution, there's virtually no responsibilities allocated to Congress.
I haven't read the Constitution. Please forgive me.
Well, but, I do every to be honest. I do every night. But the only thing they have to do is to do appropriations and balance a budget, and they haven't done it in forever. They should all be kicked out and start all over with somebody.
Yeah, and this is really all about posturing. This one's bad. Right. This one's wrong. This one's wrong. And I just have to say, and I think I don't think I speak alone. I think that most of the public is just sick of it already. Okay, because it's just more of an indication that this is about politics. It's not really about the American people. And you know what? There's always a compromise. And if they didn't have it 100%, they could have said, hey, look, we've gotten this much done. Okay, we have these three issues. Let's put a date in place that they have to be resolved. Because when you put a deadline, then... Okay, but, you know, I have a feeling. I mean, I don't know. I heard this morning before I left, I heard that the president said he's not going to talk to them while people aren't getting paid. Then I heard somebody else proposed February 8th that they, you know, they keep the government open for till February 8th.
So we could do it all again.
Yeah. Then I heard, well, no, the Democrats weren't doing that. Who knows? You don't even know what's true. Okay.
Well, also, when they do the poll and say, who do you blame, you know, the Democrats or the Republicans, there should be another answer, another option. Everybody. That's what most people would vote for. We blame everybody down there for not getting in a room, locking the door. How dare they go home last night?
And say, you know what?
And recess.
We're not leaving until this is resolved.
Exactly. Lock the door. Give them bread and water, and when they come out with a budget, then we'll unlock it.
And if they get hungry enough, you know what?
Yes, they'll do it, exactly.
They'll do it.
Yes.
No food, just a little water until this is resolved. And I get it, they resolve
it. Let Dottie and I get
in there. So let us go for it. We know how to handle it.
So guys, according to CNN, whoever works for agencies and departments that are considered non-essential, including agencies that pay out small business loans and process passport requests, will cease to work effective immediately until Congress is able to agree on a bill for the federal budget. So if you're looking to take out a small business loan or renew your passport,
you can't
have to wait a little bit.
Yeah, well. Again, I'm giving you what I'm hearing, which I'm listening to one of the stations, or CNN or somebody. So they said that this one was confusing because they don't know what's shut down or not. Okay,
they
because
don't even know that. They're
going to try to make it milder. So, like, if you're a soldier, like, you're not going to get, like, you know, like a defense.
Okay. Yeah.
I think they're going to give out Social Security checks. Passports, I heard, are on hold. But they say they're going to try to make this one a little bit easier. And actually, they said that most people got paid on Friday. So your next paycheck, depending on whether you get paid every week or every other week, would not be for a week. So if they could resolve this in a couple of days, I don't think too many people would be affected. As far as the parks, here's what they decided, which They said, okay, we're going to keep the parks open, but we're not going to pick up the trash. All right? So that's okay. So
that'll be nice. That'll be lovely.
So in any event,
feel like New York City.
We'll stay tuned. But as we, our opinion here on the radio show is we say, you're all at fault. You all should be ashamed of yourself.
All to be blamed.
Get in the room. Work it out.
Lock the door. Food and bread and water, and that's all they get.
Right.
Watch
out. So that's our wise advice. I have Ace here. Everyone knows Ace, well, it's too superb. I say, well, I'm getting there.
Yeah,
it's not
worse,
quite. It's only 8 years.
Stay with Ace.
He is the vice president with Citizens Bank, and he's helped thousands of people get mortgages. And you can still go apply for a mortgage.
Yes.
Okay, so even if there's a government shutdown,
well,
all the people at Citizens will be there.
We're still
okay.
Open.
They're open no matter what. Okay?
One of the stations was reporting that you wouldn't be able to process mortgage applications because you couldn't get a tax return. Process, but I don't think that's true, right, Ace? I mean,
I haven't heard that.
Yeah, but. I don't think so.
Well, you haven't, you know, and again, you have to understand, it depends on which station you listen to. So,
yes,
I don't really
true.
Think
that
they
true.
Know.
No.
You know, there's people that said, look, we had a shutdown before, but this is what happened. But this, it doesn't mean they all have to kind of be the same. You could limit the shutdown. Yeah. So, I don't feel, maybe I'm wrong.
Well, it's also
I'm hoping that this doesn't take forever because I think both parties, even though they're both blaming it on each other, I think deep in their hearts, they should at least, and then I really lose hope if they don't, they should at least know it doesn't look good for anybody.
Yeah, I hope so. I love the one about Amtrak is going to continue. They'll just use the ticket revenue to continue. To which I said, well, then how can we have to send them billions of dollars every year to bail them out if they can go on the ticket revenue? That'll last about a week with them.
So listen. We're here, and Citizens Bank is certainly open, and Ace is here for your questions. You can call us at 866-970-9622. And remember that Citizens Bank is not just about loans. They're a full-service bank with lots of important services. And I hope that you know that Citizens Bank has something called, I don't know if you, a 10-minute Citizens Retirement Checkup.
Wow.
And if you do anything in your life that I think is important, it is that. Okay? A 10-minute Citizens Retirement Checkup. Okay? Citizens knows it's not just when you retire. Okay? It's how you retire. And that's so important. And so many people, I have friends who maybe are like in their late 50s, early 60s, and they'll say to me, I have enough money, but you see, if I live till 85, I don't know if I do. To live a lifestyle. Well, you know, people are living longer.
Yeah.
So if you, Citizens Bank, which I think just is another indication to show people how they really care about their customer. Because truthfully, how you retire, it has to be planned. Okay, you have to, okay, so they have this program and that's what, and they help you build up retirement plans that center around your lifestyle. Because everyone's lifestyle is different. And so, you know, when you sit with them, you have to kind of really feel what's important to you, what's important to your lifestyle. Their retirement teams will develop your financial plan, customize it for you, and can help you with your trust, estate, and your wills. And
that's
let me they can help you. And let me just please tell you again, and all your planning needs. All you have to do is call to schedule your 10-minute, it's called a 10-minute Citizens Retirement Checkup. 10-minute Citizens Retirement Checkup at 800-242-2224. 800-242-2224. Now, we have an app in the App Store that's free. It's Ion Real Estate. It's not completely designed. You will see what Ace looks like in Jerry. They'll all be on in Citizens. And
it's
well, you know, the company that we're using is good, but they're not very, you know, I think they're probably newer than I thought, and so they don't have the staff yet. So we're working with them. I don't so much care if it's live or not, because if you're listening live, you can hear it when you're listening. But if not, you can just go there anytime, any day, or you could go back. And, you know, so we're trying to now put the topics of the shows out, you know, other than, you know, just really condense it and outline it and then give you a little background about Citizens
Can
and Ace
that?
And Jerry.
Yeah,
but I haven't gotten your pictures yet, guys. So, you know,
Well, I have my.
So mine is the only one on it, but don't think it's because I've conceded.
Well, yours is,
Given me their pictures yet.
Yours is very nice. So okay. Can you say that number again, Ace? Because it went two different ways.
800-242-2224. Okay. Yep. And you'll ask for a 10-minute citizen's retirement. If that's too, if you don't, you can even call Ace and he'll arrange
it for you. I actually did it myself, guys. I sat down with a financial planner. And you'll be surprised, you know, how little you have to save to just really plan out a real solid retirement plan. So
he's one of the smartest guys I know. He's a millennial.
Yeah.
And if I had followed his advice, I'd be a lot richer.
No. It was actually really just only 10 minutes. So, you know, please do call us.
No, but now look at that. Ace is in his early 30s. And, you know, when I was in my early 30s, I'm not going to lie, I didn't really... I'm trying to make ends meet now. Right. I wasn't even thinking about retirement.
I'm worried about the rent next week. You know?
But I'll never forget. I worked for Merrill Lynch, and in those days, you know, there was not. I mean, Merrill Lynch in those days, like when they went under, I was like in shock. But in those days, they were like the king of the hill, and they were a great company to work for. They really grew. And grew their anybody that worked for them that they felt had some potential. I mean, they really grew. So they had a program like, you know, where you take some money out of your pay. And I wasn't making anything much. And I said, well, I don't have the money. And I think you could take up to 10% and they would invest it for you. So I only had – I made nothing. And 5% of my pay, like, was nothing. Like, it was $2.50. So I did. And I really forgot about it.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, like, it was so little that there was nothing I really could have done with it anyway. So people say that are young or that don't make a lot of money. Well, what are you kidding me? What is $20 going to do?
Right.
You don't realize it. You just don't realize it. I ended up forgetting about it. They just took it out automatically and it was so little it didn't matter. I didn't have the money to even take out 10%. And, you know, over years, it turned into a nice, nice piece of change.
Yeah.
So you should do that. It's a great thing to do. Now, we've been talking a lot by popular demand. We've heard about people who didn't do their wills right, who are going into retirement homes and could lose everything that they have. And so everyone had asked us to get an elder care attorney because that's a specialty. So we do have at 11 o'clock an elder care attorney. His name is David DiPinto on the air with us. And David's firm concentrates in estate planning and elder law and has handled plans for assets in excess of $200 million. Not that you have to have $200 million. You can have whatever it is, little or big. But he has dealt with big numbers also. And they will help anyone who believes he or she has something to protect from a family's residence representing their entire life savings.
Oh, good. That'll
okay.
Be good.
To business owners who have amassed millions of dollars in assets. So, you know, and if you have any questions about elder care and real estate and taxes, you'll want to talk with David. You take down our number. Make sure you call us later, 866-970-9622. But we will leave you his number so that you could reach him. So you call up Citizens, you get a retirement thing, they'll help you list all the things that you might legally need an attorney to do. But this planning, I can't stress to you how important it is and how important it is because if you don't do it, everything that you've worked for, your parents have worked for, could all go south. So it's really important. So when saying that, remember, I always tell you what happened on this day. So on this day in 1945, Franklin D. Roosevelt was sworn in for an unprecedented and never to be repeated fourth term as U.S. president. Four terms he served.
Well, he didn't finish. He died in his fourth term. But yeah, he was the only one elected for the fourth
term. Yeah, but he was elected for four.
Yeah,
oh, you know,
great.
So. On this day in 1949, J. Edgar Hoover gives Shirley Temple a tear gas fountain pen. Can you think of anything more inappropriate?
Well, that's what I got you for your birthday. Now you blew it. A tear gas fountain pen.
Really? I have to just look that up.
For protection.
Yeah. Okay. If today is your birthday, you're an Aquarius and you're known for your originality and your adoptable personality and you share your birthday with Aristotle Onassis and who would have been 112 years old if he hadn't passed away in 1975. We're going to talk about, we're going to talk about currency, ACE, Promise. So after the break, we're going to start to talk about different currencies and how people are selling the real estate with it now. So we'll have ACE and we'll do that. And then at 11 o'clock, we're going to have our guest. I think he'll be on for a while. And then we're going to tell you some terrible things to avoid when selling your home. We'll be right back after the break. You're going to want to hear about different currencies you can sell your house with them now. Be right back.
It's Eye on Real Estate. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. Here's Douglas Elliman's CEO, Dottie Herman.
Okay, we're back. You're listening to Eye on Real Estate. And as I said, you can call us with any of your questions. Or you can always, if you miss any part of the show, you can go to our app. The shows are on the app already. We just don't have everything we find yet, or I don't have the pictures so that you can see who's on the show. But and we'll have Citizens Bank, all the numbers that you can call. We'll even have, of all the different places you can call and their website and how to get to them. But I promised you last week, because I said, people are having a I think you're hearing about it, but I don't know if people are really familiar about what cryptocurrency is, okay? And cryptocurrencies are becoming a payment method of choice, and I'm not telling you to do this. Just we're going to give you some insights, because people are selling homes with it now. We are not suggesting you do it. We are suggesting you just learn about it and then talk to an attorney or something. But it is a choice for the high-end real estate market, for sure. And those who have made millions through cryptocurrencies look to real estate as a logical, less volatile asset. Because when you think about real estate as an asset, it's not like a stock. Or a stock like today could be $200 a share, and then overnight it could go to $20. Whereas generally real estate doesn't fluctuate to that extent. I mean, if it's worth $200,000, it's not going to go the next day. Unless, there's got some horrific thing that happens. But real estate generally doesn't dive to that extent overnight. So the crypto craze has made new millionaires, many of whom are looking for ways to reinvest their gains. And, of course, real estate is a logical, less volatile asset. They know it's pretty stable. So, and there's nationwide, and that's why I mentioned this, nationwide there are already a few hundred listings. Real estate listings that mention cryptocurrencies as an option for buyers. So people are now listing homes saying, we will take cryptocurrency. I'm not asking you to do that, nor do I suggest you ask a real estate agent whether you should do that or not. That's something I would ask an attorney. But I thought that ACE, since he's been dealing with it, since he has them, give you a basic understanding of the cryptocurrencies, what it is, and the different types.
I think if you watch CNBC, Dottie, you can't go a day without the commentators commenting on Bitcoin and, the craze on
Bitcoin, slow up, because a lot of our listeners, cryptocurrencies is the kind of the overall word for
correct.
This currency.
Yep.
Bitcoins is one of the, right?
One of the currencies, one of the coins.
Which ones would you say are the top three popular ones?
Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, and Ripple right now.
Okay, so those are cryptocurrencies, different ones. All right, go on.
So there's really so many alternate coins that they call, but really what it is, it's a blockchain. So it's a general ledger that's transparent. That's made so that everybody can pretty much see a whole general ledger on the transactions being done within each coin, right? So whether it's Bitcoin, Ethereum, and I guess the ethos behind it is that the processing time, it's so quick and there's no additional fees. It's from one consumer to the next consumer.
So if I were to sell my house and I'm seeing listings come out, not many, I don't want to, but I have a feeling, okay, and they listed as an option.
Yep.
They said, we will also take cryptocurrencies, or they might name a specific one. Okay, what does that mean? So let's say Ace or Jerry, you decide, okay, I like her house or her apartment. I'm going to buy it. I want to buy it in cryptocurrencies. So now, how does that work?
So,
do you go directly to a bank? Do I check out to see? No, you don't need them. You give it to me. Just give it to me.
So what you'll do is, so there was a transaction in Miami, in Florida, where the owner was selling their house for $275,000, and there was a gentleman that offered 17 bitcoins. So at the time, the 17 bitcoins was worth $15,500. But the bitcoins are so volatile, it fluctuates tremendously during a day. So the key there is, when do you actually translate it into the U.S. dollars? So there's an escrow company that's being used for each transaction, and that escrow company actually executes the transfer of the bitcoins into U.S. dollars. They hold it into an escrow, and then when you close, then the money is released.
Well, so do you get like real money, or do you get cryptocurrency?
It's translated into U.S. dollars.
Okay, but I think what Ace is saying is, if you follow the market, and even if you don't follow the market, which I don't generally, I'm not a big stock person because I've never made a whole lot of money there, but if you follow, you can't help but listening because it's so volatile and they're so up, they're up, down. The problem being is, okay, let's say my house is worth $500,000 and I get $500,000 in cryptocurrency that's in an escrow account.
That's worth, yeah.
And now the stock price falls down for them to like, so now I would, to maybe 300. So can I just leave the money there? And
so once you close, then those bitcoins are yours, and whatever value that you assessed it at the time of closing, that's what the value of the bitcoin is. So
wait a second. So even if it dropped,
so after you close, if it drops, you took a risk. It's high risk, high reward. Dotted.
Okay, so if it drops, then you're out. So let me put it this way: if you need a certain amount of money to move, and you think, okay, I'm selling my house at 500, I need 450 or something like that for my new property. I don't know that you can take a chance, because if they're down, they're down. Okay. But you could get lucky and they could be way up.
Exactly.
I would say that this is not something somebody should run out and do tomorrow, but I think that you're going to hear more and more about it. And we try to keep people informed about new things that are happening. So I think that you should start to learn more about it.
But I can first see a situation where somebody would delay, if the contract didn't provide for, you know, some kind of an escape hatch in the event that the cryptocurrency devalues rather quickly. I can see where somebody might have an incentive to delay the closing as they're riding some kind of a wave, or vice versa.
Jerry, as an attorney, that might be an option. You might be able to give that, but then that person has to be able to not have to move.
Right. I mean, I guess if I were doing this, I probably would say, look, convert the Bitcoin on day one when we open the contract to avoid the risk. If
Correct.
People are truly transacting the transaction mm-hmm. all in Bitcoin and not planning on converting it to dollars, then you have extraordinary market exposure given the volatility. Lately.
Given the volatility.
So, Jerry, have any clients of yours asked about it?
Or? No, I've not had anybody that wanted to do it. I'm not sure that we're prepared for it in terms of the structure of the way we do transactions here. You certainly would need an intermediary that you could trust, an escrow service to hold the money, because, you know, the minute you transfer Bitcoin to somebody, it's gone. So you need somebody sort of sitting in the middle, holding the Bitcoin, and then hold, you know, this is what the process that a title company often serves in a transaction. Mm-hmm. I don't know of any title companies that are offering to hold Bitcoin rather than traditional U.S. dollars. It still has to be reported to the government, by the way. People think they're evading, you know, government regulations. Government still needs to know about it. You still have to file a 1099 and all that.
Same way that you transact in a regular transaction. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So here's some things. I think you should kind of just, like, keep your ears open to know about it. Again, you'll also, you know, if people are talking about it, you'll be able to chirp in and give them your thoughts. But you should research. Sellers nearly, really, if they were even thinking of doing this, need to take the time to learn and understand it. And I have to tell you, it's not the easiest thing to understand, and it's kind of so new that I don't think everything's been, like, really 100%.
Yeah, there are a lot of issues.
Yeah. But you can listen to YouTube videos. They have a bunch of YouTube videos that can help if you want to learn about it. And sometimes I think when it's narrated, it's easier. Mm-hmm. Understand you should stop thinking only about the investment side of it because, of course, you've heard all these people get rich on this, that they bought it for this amount and now a year later the stock is up.
Mm-hmm.
It's real, but it's a real currency regardless of its value, bubble or no bubble, that people can buy or sell real estate with.
And people only talk about Bitcoin, Dottie, but there's so many other alternative coins that people should really do their research, look into what they stand for, you know, what are their processing time, what's their technology like.
Right.
So.
And as Ace said, keep up to date with all of the main cryptocurrencies,
exactly.
Not just Bitcoin. Practice, learn, listen to videos. I think that's all I would be doing now. Even though I read somewhere, well, offer it as an option. You'll just have an extra option. Well, you don't wouldn't do that without talking to Tony. And Jerry, as you said, in New York, you haven't seen anybody at this moment.
No.
I think eventually it'll take some momentum. I don't know how much. I'm not quite sure yet. We'll be right back. 866-970-9622. You're listening to Eye on Real Estate. Jerry, Dottie, and Ace. And we'll be right back after the break.
It's Eye on Real Estate. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. Here's Douglas Elliman's CEO, Dottie Herman.
Hold on. I want to talk about that in a second.
We're back.
We are back. So we were just saying, and it was just inside, we're just, you know, talking during the break, and Ace said that for, and it'll probably come back, but in Korea...
So in Korea, they actually banned the exchange of Bitcoin, and that's where you see the volatility as you start seeing other countries, you know, give their take. The government gives their take on, mm-hmm. you know, what's allowed and what's not allowed. And then I think China also made a mention that they were not allowing 80% of the miners to continue to mine. But that's been, you know.
Well, I guess they wanted as a protection. What they did is they saw people who really didn't understand that. Just you hear all this stuff, and look, it's what happened where they blamed banks, which I'm not necessarily. Look, I'm sure there was some shady mortgage people, but they're shady everyone's. Okay, when you're going to invest money, okay, you need to read the documents, and if you don't understand them or you don't speak the language, then get someone who knows it.
Yeah, these are countries that had very strict currency control.
So I think all they've kind of done there is stop people because a lot of people were losing money just because they didn't understand it, and they'll probably bring it back. But they wanted to just slow it down a little bit so that people really start to really – and that's all we're saying. We're not telling you to do anything.
Exactly.
But just start to understand.
Do your research. We're not advising you to invest in Bitcoin.
And then you could go to a party and talk about it and see who's up on it, and you can sound like a genius. Okay. Now, somebody asked me a question. I think this is real important. Are we expecting snow again? Did somebody tell me that or ice? I don't even know. Maybe not. But someone said, how do you keep pipes from exploding in the freezing cold? Now, but I'm not a home.
Let them freeze.
Okay. No. But I've had homes. I still, you know. So, and frozen pipes really is a problem. And that's why I have someone check my house is under repairs now, but the pipes. But if you've ever had frozen pipes burst or slip,
disaster.
Yeah, here's some solutions. So, do you know that vacuum cleaner? I haven't tried it, Jerry. I should have got it for you for a housewarming gift. It's called Roomba.
Oh, yeah. Somebody gave me one of those.
It drives
the dogs nuts. The dogs go crazy.
All right. So, this vacuum cleaner works by itself. You know, you're just supposed to put it up and it vacuums by itself. It's kind of like a robot-y guy. Okay, and it goes around the room, and then it goes back to its recharger.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they now have a similar device for snow. It's called the 4WD, and I'm not advocating it. I have never tried it. But the 4WD Snowblower RC Robot.
Oh, I love that idea.
Okay. It works like the vacuum cleaner, uh-huh. Okay, except it blows snow off your sidewalk and walkways. So, Jerry, I know you get a lot
That's
of snow where you
idea.
Are.
We get a lot of snow.
Okay, the problem is it costs $9,850.
Are you crazy? Wow. Well, $9,000.
It might be worth, you know. Wow. I mean, I don't know if you can get cheap labor there. I don't know. Yeah, okay? That's
care.
The problem. But there's another way to avoid shoveling, and that's heated driveways and walkways. And so if you are doing a home or you have a home, you can have that put in. I have to find out a cost. And then
so I just investigated all of this because I did a new driveway this
year. Oh, you did?
Yes, and I did an oyster shell driveway, which, you know, I investigated that. I ended up not doing it only because I'm not up here all the time, and I've got a four-wheel drive, and I'll just plow over the snow with it. But they're very effective, but they're very expensive.
See,
and they use a lot.
And hopefully maybe over time they come down, like everything over time comes down.
Yeah.
But it's a series of tubes that runs under your driveway and walkways that heat electronically via heated water the above medium, be it asphalt or concrete, stone, mm-hmm. brick. Or and then, of course, if you have that, you never have to shovel.
Right.
But again, I don't know the prices. I have not investigated.
They're expensive.
But they're trying to do that with floors. Like they tell you to do heated floors. And I said, listen, I don't really need heated floors. You want to do it in the bathroom for me, maybe. But, you know, but it's an option.
Yep.
But actually, home renovations, they estimate that the heated driveways cost between $12 to $21 per square foot, which is...
Well, translation on my driveway would have been another $40,000.
Oh,
and that's not to run it. That's just to install it. So I said, I'll just
shovel. All right. Or maybe get that... Oh, that thing is $10,000, that robot that shovels. I don't even know what if he breaks down? He could.
Yeah.
You know. Okay, then there's an available automatic roof de-icing. I'm just giving you options. It was a question. I did homework because I really didn't know. There is also available automatic roof de-icing. It's not just snow and ice enveloped walkways that pose a threat to homeowners. It's the icicles that form on the roof and bounce snowpacks. So the solution is radiant heating, okay, which is often consists of self-regulating automatically heating cables that run the length of the roof, edge, and gutters.
Yeah, those are good.
I don't know how much they cost, okay?
Yeah, they're not that
expensive. But here's five tricks if you don't want to spend money. This is what you really want to hear, 866-970-9622. One, turn on your faucets, okay? Make sure, let's say there's a bathroom you don't use or... Make sure that you turn on your faucets, especially if you don't use them or there's some faucets like that you don't, you have an extra bathroom. If the temperatures have dropped into freezing and intend to stay there, turning on your faucets both indoors and out can keep water moving through your system and slow down the freezing process. And I knew that I would have somebody go to my house always and turn on the faucets, and I never took my heat to nothing. I always kept a slight little heat on. You should never shut your heat off completely.
And you would only run the faucets if you had lost electricity and therefore you were at risk of freezing.
No, if it's freezing, you should always run your faucets.
Yeah, but then you're going to waste a lot of water. Right?
No, you just run them for a little bit. I've had a second home for a while.
So you
and
turn
when
it
it's
on.
Cold, I have a woman go to my house and just turn on all the faucets because what happens is if the water doesn't, it gets the water through and you don't have to turn them off for more than 2 minutes. It's not that you have to turn them off for a long time, but it's when water comes through, it stops the freeze. It helps so it doesn't freeze.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, open cabinet doors. All right, during cold weather, open any cabinet doors covering plumbing in the kitchen and bathroom. So you have a cabinet door that's covering your plumbing in the kitchen or bathroom, open this. This allows the home's warm air to better circulate, which can help prevent the exposed pipe from freezing. While this won't help much with pipes hidden in walls, ceilings, or under the home, it can keep water moving and limit the dangerous effects of freezing weather. Wrap your pipes. I don't know if you've heard of this, but many people, if your pipes are already on their merry way towards freezing, wrapping them with warm towels might do the trick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You can cover them with the towels first and then pour boiling water on top, or use already wet towels if your hands can stand the heat. Use, or, you know, put rubber gloves on and then put them. And if you put these heated towels over the pipes, it should help loosen the ice.
Okay.
So if you're ever stuck where it's kind of late and they're stuck, right, and you see they're freezing, just get some rubber gloves, take some warm towels, put hot water, mm-hmm, and it might help you out. Now, you can also pull your hair dryer out.
Yeah, I was just going to say, we've used a hair dryer. I remember when we were kids, we had
A hair dryer or a heat gun can be a godsend when your pipes are freezing. If hot rags aren't doing the trick, try blow drying hot air directly on the pipes.
Mm-hmm.
Note, you don't want to use, well, I would hope I don't have to say this, but like just
what
in case they do, don't use a blowtorch. I just want to be careful, because you never know how people interpret things, all right? You can use a
hair dryer.
Yes.
Don't
not a blowtorch.
Start the house on fire.
Right. Okay, so try to know that you shouldn't.
Otherwise you have another problem. Yeah.
Okay, and don't use anything that produces direct flames, okay? That could damage your pipes and turn a frozen pipe into even a worse disaster.
Yeah.
Now, if you should find that your pipes are frozen, so if your pipes are already frozen, turn off the water immediately. Hopefully, you know where the master shutoff is. Do you know where the master shutoff for the water is, Jerry?
No idea.
All right, Jerry, that's your assignment.
I know where my phone is, and I call the person.
But Jerry, really, you should know where your master shutoff is, because if you happen to be there, you can do it quicker than getting someone there. If you know where the master shutoff is, but if not, now's the time to find it, Jerry. Okay,
okay, so well, I'll go now while we're on the radio?
No, after the radio, and you'll report back on the radio.
Okay.
We're
asking next week to see if you have found...
What are you supposed to do, Jerry?
I'm going to crawl around in the crawl space in the basement this afternoon and find some valve for the water.
Okay, you're going to find out if your master shutoff, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Because you can then close off any external water sources like garden hose hookups. This will prevent more water from filling the system, adding more ice. Okay, so...
Good advice.
Yeah, it really is good advice. And truthfully, if it's a second home and you're not living in it, and if you go there on weekends or maybe whatever, I would suggest you leave the heat on like 60 or 62
maybe
or something.
50, just to keep it on.
So it doesn't freeze. You just really shouldn't shut it completely off.
And one other thing, speaking of water, which can be so destructive, we have gotten in the habit of when we leave for the week, we turn off the valve to the washing machine, because a lot of times if that slips off or cracks or something, and all of a sudden, you know, that can flood the whole level of the house. So just turn it off and put it back on when you come.
Yeah. And you know, frozen pipes can cost you a lot of money.
Oof.
So
A lot of damage.
So please, just takes a little time and know where your master shut off. Then I'm so not good at all this. I had a light that went out yesterday, and this light in my bedroom is kind of built into the
recess.
It's built into the walls, mm-hmm, so it's over like a night table. So it took me 1 hour, and I still couldn't get, because all these like Italian like lights, I couldn't get.
It's,
I was trying
simple.
All these screwdrivers, but I couldn't get the bulb out. All right,
yeah,
and I couldn't
simple.
Get the bulb out. I couldn't get the thing to get. There was a thing, oh, like a glass piece. So I'm like, oh damn it! I was like, what's wrong? And I'm trying to like.
An hour,
okay,
yeah.
And so now an hour later, and I think the bulb is out. Okay, an hour later, okay, I have it loose, but I don't have it out, and I can't get it out. It goes on just went on.
See that?
So, but I, you know, you try, because you don't want to have to call somebody every single second. And some of the things are, I don't get involved with technical stuff, but some things are easy enough. But
it's so much more complicated than in the old days when you just unscrew a light bulb. I mean, I understand what you're saying. It can be complicated. And forget about, you know, the TVs or whatever.
And what about the fire alarms when they go off?
Oh, I set my alarm off last week. It was an hour.
Smoke alarms. I mean,
just take out the batteries.
No.
Yeah, then you have to reach them. And
yeah.
I don't know, but listen,
Life is complicated.
It is. Okay. So 30-year fixed?
Still right around 4%, Daddy.
A little under 4%. Yep. Good time to buy a house. Especially nice and cold outside.
Yeah.
Maybe there'll be less people looking.
Find a nice house with a fireplace.
We are very tight in inventory. Okay, so, and I guess if you have a 7-year arm, it's about 3.89 adjustable, meaning that it adjusts every 7 years.
Mm-hmm. It's fixed for the first 7, and then after that, it's adjustable.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you this question. I have 2 minutes. I don't even know if I have that much. And then we have our elder care attorney, David Pinto. He'll be on at 11 o'clock. You don't want to miss him. But Ace, I was asked to ask you this. Goldman Sachs announced they will start offering home improvement loans to borrowers. The home improvement loans will be structured similarly to the loans that Goldman already offers. They are non-secured personal loans with interest rates lower than credit cards but higher than cheaper forms of home financing. The limit is $40,000. What do you think of that?
Yeah, so their loan is actually provided by their sister company called Marcus. It's for it's a consumer lending platform. I think it's good, Dottie. I think it's it shows that, you know, even Goldman Sachs, who's a financial institution, really believes in consumer lending, and they're providing a product that will give their consumers a debt consolidation path, and I think it's great.
Right.
So.
But is it cheaper to get a home equity line?
It is. So this route, it's actually it's considered a personal loan, Jerry. So it averages right around 12%. So if you're looking for something easy, quick, you know, and simple, then this is the route to go. But traditionally, yeah, just give me a call.
I know we have a break, but I just want you to know this. I love Bette Midler. I think she's over as far as Hello Dolly. I think Bernadette Peters is doing.
Okay.
We did. But the co-op below her apartment is on sale for $20 million. Okay, it's a rare, rare find. It's on Fifth Avenue with 50 feet of Central Park frontage. And Bette Midler for your upstairs neighbor. Doesn't get better than that. It's in the market for $20 million. Okay?
Let's go look at it.
Park, Skylines. Oh, and she's wonderful.
You can hear her singing upstairs.
Yeah, and generous views, so it's on sale for $20 million. Not only that, it's magnificent. That's your she's your neighbor. We'll be right back with our David DePinto, our elder care specialist.
Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman is sponsored by Citizens Bank N.A.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.